From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it's providing another 200 troops to work mostly as advisors with smaller Iraqi military units, putting them closer to the fighting and providing several attack helicopters to assist in the fight to retake the northern city of Mosul. The announcement came from Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Monday in Baghdad.
We're going to provide financial assistance to the Peshmerga, this with agreement of Prime Minister Abadi, which is how we do everything, to bolster what has been, namely the Peshmerga, one of the most effective fighting forces against ISIL. As you know, we also provide substantial assistance for the Iraqi army, the counterterrorism service, and the Iraqi police.
The announcement raises the number of U.S. troops in Iraq to above 4,000. President Obama, during a CBS television interview Monday, expressed confidence Mosul would be recaptured from Islamic State.
My expectation is that by the end of the year, we will have created the conditions whereby Mosul will eventually fall.
Carter traveled to Iraq to talk with commanders and Iraqi leaders about ways the U.S. can ramp up the fight against IS. Nigerian troops say they repelled an attack by Boko Haram as soldiers deployed to the border town of Damasak near Niger. The French press agency says two dozen soldiers were wounded. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power was in Cameroon and said the U.S. stands with those fighting the Sunni insurgency. Her visit was overshadowed by the death of a young boy as her convoy raced by a village. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
Ambassador Power, who certainly is feeling this very deeply, visited with the family today to express her deep regrets over what happened.
The accident occurred near the northern town of Maroua, where Power was visiting refugee camps and talking with officials about the threat posed by Boko Haram. This is VOA News.